Okay, our friends. So we are reading from the Lego City 5-Minute Stories book. We're getting close. I think we're over halfway. I think we're getting close to the end of the story. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, this is the 7th story, and there's only 2 more left. And the name of today's story is Jungle Secrets, and it's based on the story by Steve Bailing. And, you know, yesterday's story, which had to do with going, I think they were on a volcano, made me think maybe they're outside of the city. Because where we live now, there is a volcano, pretty big one, but it's outside of the city. And it's dormant. It just hasn't erupted in like 100 years or more. Anyways, that must be what's going on with their city. They must have a volcano outside of their city. They must also have a jungle outside of their city because guess what? We're going to one today. It's called Jungle Secrets. It's based on the story by Steve Bailing and it's read today by Mommy and... Glum Shanks? Wow. So you're feeling pretty unimpressed by life, huh? Well, hopefully we can cheer you up with a really good story. I don't want you to be bored. Hopefully something exciting will happen here. Are you ready? Okay. Uh-oh, we're not off to a good start. Listen to how it starts. I'm bored, said a glum voice. Uh-oh. How can you be bored? We work at the Museum of Natural History. I love my job, an archaeologist said as she spun a lasso while sitting near a dinosaur model. I love it too, said her bored fellow archaeologist. But I'm ready for a real adventure. I want to get outside. Find treasure. Find excitement. Excitement, eh? Then I have a mission for you, said the museum director, bursting through the office door. She tossed a map across the room. The glum archaeologist snatched it eagerly. What is it? He said, now excited. This old map belonged to an explorer who gave it to the museum, said the director. Apparently, it leads to crystals hidden in the jungle. I need you to find those crystals, if they exist, and bring them back so that we can display them in our museum. Before she could say another word, the two archaeologists raced out of the museum and hopped on their vehicles. Vroom. You can count on us, they called. Be careful, shouted the director. The jungle is wild, but they couldn't hear her over the sound of their engines. And in the picture we see, they are in the city, right? And that's where the museum is. But they're leaving the city. Hours later, the archaeologists arrived on the outskirts of the city. They entered the jungle, which was dense with trees, vines, bushes, and ferns. The brush was so thick. The adventurous archaeologist hopped off her motorcycle and used her machete to clear a path. Do you know what a machete is? I didn't think so.
Are they like a bladed weapon?
It is a bladed weapon, specifically a very thick, heavy, strong blade, which is often used to cut away plant life. Where are we? She asked.
We're close to the first marker, said her coworker.
Then let's keep moving, she replied.
There it is, yelled the other archaeologist. The original explorer had to abandon the search for the crystals here.
They sure didn't make it very far, she said. Let's see if we can do better.
Wait, said her coworker, grabbing her by the arm. I can see a statue behind those trees. I think it holds a crystal.
Sundew,
he suddenly hollered in a frightened voice.
Giant sundew. Just then, the giant sundew snapped its jaw like leaves. It was blocking their way to the crystal. Do you know what sundew is?
Whatever that is, it's more like a Venus flytrap.
Yes, it's a carnivorous plant. That means it eats meat.
Don't move, said the adventurous archaeologist. I'll handle this.
Do you have a plan? Asked her coworker. I've never seen such a big sundew before.
I'll use my lasso, she said. I hope all that practice at the museum wasn't for nothing.
The coworker stood still as she spun the lasso above her head and then threw it gently, winding it around the sundew's jaw-like leaves. Then she tied it into a bow. Aw, what a pretty plant, said the other archaeologist. The adventurous archaeologist approached the statue and picked up the crystal.
We've got the first one, she said joyfully.
As they rushed off with the crystal, they saw that the cunning sundew was already untying the bow in its leaves.
Fortunately, sundews can't run, said the adventurous archaeologist. They also make fascinating houseplants, if they are regular size, of course.
But snakes can run, right? Her friend stammered. Staring them in the face was a very large, very hungry snake. It had twisted around.
It looks like a boa.
You think it looks like a boa? Yeah.
It's a boa.
Very dangerous looking. It was twisted around the second stone statue with another of the crystals. This time, the adventurous archaeologist didn't know what to do. She'd always been scared of snakes, but her companion had an idea. He dug into his backpack, took out a weird-looking flute, and started to play a monotonous tone. Do you know what monotonous means? There's a clue in there. Mono, right? That means just one. A tune that mainly has just one note does the same thing over and over and over again. That's monotonous. Okay.
I knew those recorder lessons would come in handy one day, he said.
The snake started writhing in a dance with a hypnotized expression on its scaled face.
Now we can grab the crystal. Phew. Another close call, said the adventurous archaeologist, gently removing the crystal from the statue.
Boy, that was a close call. Without warning, a leopard darted from the jungle and grabbed the map from them.
Hey, you! No stealing! One archaeologist yelled loudly.
They jumped into their jeep.
Follow that leopard!
Zoom! They chased the leopard in the jeep. They couldn't lose that map. The jungle terrain was rough, and the jeep bounced everywhere. The leopard ran and ran.
How fast can that thing go?
Asked the adventurous archaeologist.
Leopards have a top speed of about 37 miles per hour, answered her coworker.
Oh, no, she said. On this ground, it can outrun us easily.
Must not have a very fast-moving jeep, I guess. The leopard raced over a low, rickety bridge, and they followed.
There he is, shouted one of them, pointing. And there he goes, his co-worker replied as the leopard jumped off the bridge and into the river below. Grab the kayaks from the jeep and hit the water. Splash!
The chase was on again. The river raged as the archaeologists caught up to the leopard. Suddenly, the leopard leaped to a nearby tree. The map fell from its mouth and into one of their laps.
What luck, he exclaimed.
You can say that, but this is a waterfall, she shouted.
They paddled and paddled, but the current was too strong. They were going to go over the waterfall.
Need a lift?
The archaeologists heard a voice over the loudspeaker and looked up. It was the museum director in a helicopter.
Grab the cable, she called. I'll pull you up.
Phew, the helicopter rescued the pair, and they landed at the bottom of the waterfall. They spied a cavern hidden behind it.
That's the last location, according to the map, said one of the archaeologists as they entered the cavern and found the remaining statues and the crystals.
Eureka! Cried the museum director. You've done it. You two aren't just archaeologists. You're real jungle explorers.
The archaeologists placed the crystals in their backpack.
The crystals will have a good home in the Museum of Natural History, where everyone will get to see them, said the museum director. I am curious about one thing, though. How did you get the other crystals?
Well, said the adventurous jungle explorer, our hobbies finally came in handy.
Wow.
And I guess it's true, huh? Because if they hadn't done the stuff that they had done, they wouldn't have gotten them, huh? Just goes to show ya, adventure is out there. Wait, that's a different movie, huh? But it is the
end.